Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Matthew 4 tells of the temptations Satan placed before our Lord Jesus Christ. He knew Jesus was hungry after fasting 40 days and 40 nights. So the devil said to Christ, "If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." Jesus quoted these well-known words from the book of Deuteronomy. "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4, 3 and 4. The devil then took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple. He challenged our Lord to cast himself down. Christ responded, "It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Matthew 4, 6 and 7. I shall discuss with you today tempting or trying God. In the book of Deuteronomy, God commanded the Jews, "You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall swear by his name." The Jews were forbidden to worship the gods of the nations surrounding Israel, for the Lord your God is a jealous God among you. If the Jews worshiped false gods, the true God's anger would be kindled against them, and he would destroy them off the very face of the earth. God then demanded, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God, as you tempted him in Massah." Deuteronomy 6, 13-16. The incident God had in mind when he mentioned the temptation at Massah involved the Israelites demanding water in their wandering in the wilderness. When they pitched their tents at Rephidim, they had no water to drink. The people demanded of Moses, "Give us water that we may drink." Moses asked, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you tempt or try the Lord?" The people continued murmuring against Moses. They asked him, "Why have you brought us out of Egypt? Did you bring us out to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" Moses cried unto the Lord, "What shall I do unto this people? They are almost ready to stone me." God told Moses to take the rod with which he had smitten the river and go. "Behold, I will stand before you there upon the rock in Horeb, and you shall smite the rock, and there shall come forth water from it that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarreling of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Exodus 17, 1-7. The word Massah in the Hebrew means testing or trying. The word Meribah means quarreling or contention or strife. Both names were appropriate for the place where the Israelites encamped because the Jews tested or tried God, and they complained against Moses, God's ordained leader. The sin of the Israelites was in doubting God's goodness in providing for their needs. Did they not remember that just months before, God had brought the 10 plagues on the nation of Egypt, but those plagues had not touched the Israelites? How could they forget God's spectacular deliverance of the nation from the army of Egypt? Yet when they were faced with a critical situation, they forgot God's goodness and complained against Moses. Their complaining was evidence that they did not trust the living God who had done so much for them. It needs to be emphasized in passing that the word tempt in the King James Version of the Bible should be rendered test or try or prove, not tempt in the sense of leading into sin. James makes that truth too plain for anyone to doubt. "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them who love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted of God,' for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does he tempt any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away with his own lust and enticed." James 1, 12-14. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.